A new report says Americans took a record 10.7 billion trips last year on public transportation. The Utah Transit Agency has seen a similar trend. Its trains, buses, and trolleys logged 44 million trips last year, more than ever before. American Fork resident Greg Davidson rides the new Front Runner line a few times a month from where he lives in Utah County into Salt Lake City. Today he's headed to the airport on the new tracks line.
I have ridden more in the last year than I've done in the last 10 years just because the Front Runner has made it easy for me to get into town, and then the tracks makes it easy to navigate the city.
Davidson likes the convenience too.
I like the fact that I can do work and be on my iPad and check my emails and get some good things done on the commute.
UTA officials say one reason for the increase is 56 miles of new service. That includes the Front Runner South Line, the Airport Line, the Draper Tracks Extension, and the Sugar House Streetcar. Salt Lake City is also trying to make transit more appealing. It's just started a new Hive Pass for residents that costs $360 a year. Robin Hutchison, who heads the city's transportation division, says a new transit master plan aims to find out what residents want most.
We want transit to be a convenient choice for every single one of our residents. And in some cases, it will be the first choice for those who choose not to drive.
UTA officials say ridership on Front Runner more than doubled last year, and tracks ridership has increased nearly 7%. They say they expect even more gains next year. Judy Fays, KUER News.